Chapter 5. The lifeship dropped me onto the little delta just across the river from the project. Semi-frantically, I began to unload my gear before it lifted again. I had plenty of time, over 2 minutes, but the possibility of that ship darting for the stratosphere while I still had one leg in the door was particularly vivid to me. It had happened once. I straightened up from my small pile of goods and fished for a cigarette. "That says a lot about you," I thought to myself. "Too damn many stupid things like that have been significant." I sighed, began to light up, and stopped. On the bridge, less than 300 meters away, there was a riot going on. Over 400 people, I estimated, refugees obviously, were storming the bridge from the city side. I left my stuff where it was and hurried over. Nearing the mob, I saw that they weren't actually trying to shove their way across. They were just screaming and cursing and waving their arms. Then I saw the reason why they had stopped where they were. A group of people wearing project tunics and carrying sidearms stood on the far side, blocking their way. And in the midst of them stood a rather thin, rather short young man with spindly arms and long brown hair that he kept nervously pushing out of his eyes. The director, obviously, Hollis Ware. About the time I reached the edge of the crowd, the good young doctor tried to blow it.
"All right," he yelled suddenly, stridently, into the afternoon air. "If that's what you want, I don't need them to speak," he added, gesturing over his shoulder to the poised guards.
The mob crackled boisterously and expectantly at this. The group of guards sagged visibly. So did I. It was an incredibly stupid thing to do. I moved into the edge of the crowd without being noticed and shuffled about halfway through while Ware was making the foolish mistake of stepping across the bridge alone. The members of the crowd closest to him moved backwards off the bridge to give him room, but not far enough. The way they were set up, they could snatch him if they decided to, before he could get back. Everyone settled down to hear what was being said. I listened carefully as well, to find out what it was all about. It was all about food. The city, it seemed, didn't have any. The project had a lot, more than they needed, and so on.
"Your lack of food is your doing. It is your responsibility, not ours," Ware was saying.
The crowd booed angrily at this. A barrel-chested fat man stepped forward.
"Sure, sure, we talk about our kids starving and you give us this shit!"